We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with word that the U.S. Justice Department is investigating the NYPD Special Victims Unit. Division, that is. This is the unit that covers sexual assault crimes. We're hearing they want to know if the unit engages in a pattern of gender-biased policing. The investigation reportedly includes a top-to-bottom review of all policies, procedures, training for SVD investigations, including how the unit interacts with survivors and witnesses, even how it collects evidence. So where did all this come from? It says here the department got some information alleging deficiencies in the SVD that have persisted for more than a decade, allegedly depriving survivors and the public of prompt, thorough, and effective investigations. The deficiencies reportedly include failing to conduct basic investigative steps and instead, quote, shaming and abusing survivors and then re-traumatizing them during investigations. The Justice Department has contacted the mayor, the police commissioner, and the city's council, who have pledged to cooperate. City Hall issued a statement saying there is no higher priority for law enforcement than ensuring that victims of sexual assault get the justice they deserve and the care and support and treatment they need. We welcome the review. Stay with 1010 Wins for the very latest on this developing story. And now to the holiday exodus. As people begin the long 4th of July holiday weekend, a lot of people aren't waiting until tomorrow. The Great Escape begins now. Truth be told, it probably has to begin now. You might not get out. We've got more flight cancellations and delays already, which might slow you down. These are the latest numbers from FlightAware, 139 delays and 24 cancellations out at JFK, LGA showing 58 delays and a little over two dozen cancellations, and at Newark Liberty, 75 flights have been canceled, 87 flights have been delayed. There are concerns that this is only going to get worse, folks. Add to that, we got a picket taking place out at JFK and other major hubs on part of off-duty Delta Airlines pilots. And 1010 Wins newsman Roger Stern out at Kennedy now joining us live with the very latest. Roger, what are you seeing?
Larry, I'll repeat what you said there, off-duty. That's important because this is not affecting air traffic, not causing delays or cancellation. This is informational picketing only. It is not a job action. These pilots have been not had a new contract since 2016. They think they've fallen behind other airlines. They want new work rules, salary, retirement benefits, vacation time, the whole panoply of what goes into contract negotiations. And so they are out here. They have not said they are going to strike. Some signs say ready to strike. But union officials say that they would need permission from a mediator, and they are not about to do that, at least not now. The airline says it is continuing to, wants to continue to provide an industry-leading contract. That's what Delta says. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins, live at JFK.
And Roger, our thanks to you for that, sir. By the way, if you're saying to heck with it, I'll just drive. It looks like gas prices are a little bit better for you than they've been in recent weeks. Right now, AAA says the average cost to fill up in the city is $5.03 a gallon, $4.93 in the state overall, and in New Jersey, it's $4.87 per gallon. Downtown, the idea is to speed up the testing of evidence taken from gun crimes, with that Mayor Eric Adams and the ME's office announcing a first-of-its-kind gun crimes unit at a public DNA lab. Here's Julie Walker to explain.
Mayor Adams says the $2.5 million 24-person forensics team will be devoted exclusively to gun crimes.
The unit will accelerate evidence testing from 60 days to 30 days. It's going to cut it in half so that we can prosecute case faster and get dangerous people off our streets.
Dr. Jason Graham heads the medical examiner's office.
Faster turnaround times, also speed answers for victims, families, and our communities, which are affected by the gun violence epidemic.
He says they're still hiring, but the new unit is expected to be up and running within the year. Julie Walker, 1010 Winds.
Also, we're in, still looking into that heartbreaker on the Upper East tonight after a young woman pushing a baby in a stroller, it says here, shot and killed at point blank last night.
Councilmember Julie Menon says the NYPD has told her there is, in fact, a person of interest.
They've also informed me that it is suspected domestic violence and that that is what they're investigating.
Police say this happened around 8:30 Wednesday night. The 20-year-old pushing her 3-month-old baby on 95th between 3rd and Lex when the gunman shot her in the head from behind at close range, right next to a playground. The NYPD, with plenty of evidence, cameras on the brownstones across the street, and Julio Cruz's car hit by a bullet. He came to move it for alternate side and saw it being towed.
The officer said to me, supposed to be the bullet is into the bin. So then he taken the car somewhere for searching, inspection.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds on the Upper East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.